Short disclaimer. This podcast is in no way affiliated with the Stars production or Diana Gabaldon. All views expressed are solely our own. Welcome to the Outlander podcast,
where the men are kilted,
the women are winsome,
and the whiskey is neat.
Welcome to episode 172 of the Outlander podcast. I'm Ginger.
And I'm Summer, and we are in love with all things Outlander.
So here we are. This is our first, not our first whiskey pod, but our first Advensky pod. And Summer, you're the one who came up with the name, right?
I did. And you know what's funny? You crapped on me and you said, that's too long. We're never going to use that. And then 2 days later, I look online and you're hashtagging it Advensky pod. And I'm like,
she came up with a name, and I it wasn't that I hated it. It was just, it was kind of long, not because of a name to say, but a name to write out. I was trying to, like, Whiskey Pod is short. Advensky Pod is a little bit longer, but
right,
it's not
but
that
you were
much
like,
longer.
Whiskey Pod, Advents calendar. Like, you made it even longer.
Okay, let's go. I'm already cackling, and we haven't even started yet. Okay, so I already said we came back. I peed myself. I think we're ready to actually say what we're doing. Okay, so, Summer, on this part one of, okay, sorry. So you've already heard Summer pipe up, and of course me, Ginger. Forgive the, hopefully I can edit out most of my hacking. I should be able to because we're on separate lines, but still, I'm still getting over a cold. It's been more than 2 weeks. It's really been long enough, please now. But I do cough like a seal, like something in my chest. So Summer, is it just you and me?
No.
Who is it? Who's there?
It's me.
It's Mandy. Mandy, give us your hello.
Hello.
No, oh, you did it wrong.
You just totally sold. Come on now, do it right. Hey! Okay, so we have Mandy with us. And of course, anytime one of two things happens when we have Mandy, or it means one of two things typically when we have Mandy on. It either means we're doing a read-along and talking about sex, or it means we're traveling to Scotland and or drinking whiskey. Guess which one we're doing. We're definitely not talking about sex just this time.
I mean, we might after shot number five.
Oh, goodness. So there's the three of us here. And Summer, what are we doing? How did this come about? Whose idea was it? And what's up?
All right. So I fully regret this. I think we were in our Outlander pod group on Facebook, and somebody had posted. And what's so funny is that we looked at this at least a couple years ago and we were like, I don't know, man. I don't know if
it's
we can afford
so expensive.
It's an investment. But somebody posted it again. They were like, oh, look, they have this Advents calendar with whiskey. And I jokingly was saying to Ginger, I was like, hey, look, maybe we should do this year, get one and do it for our pod thing because we haven't done a whiskey tasting in a while. I didn't know she was going to take me seriously. I also didn't know that she was going to actually buy it. And now I have 8 little shots in front of me. And I'm dreading pretty much all of them.
What are your shots in?
Okay, this is sad. I ordered little Dixie cups for to do this with. The little bathroom Dixie cups.
But tell her why. So we were trying to coordinate this, the three of us. So obviously there's a 3-hour time difference. And we wanted to get it done before the first. Didn't know if we'd do it daily or weekly or whatever. But we have to plan it because we're not going to record. There are 24 whiskeys, right? We're not going to record 24 times. Ain't nobody got time for that. No one has life. So we're trying to do it in batches. So in trying to schedule it, number one, the time difference, but number two, availability. And Summer and I already had to scramble around with the Voyage read-along this week. It wasn't pretty because we have so much other stuff going on. And then the whiskey arrived and I'm like, we got to do it. And Mandy's like, yeah, I can do it on this and this and this or whatever. And I thought we could maybe push it out one more day because it was a little sticky tonight. But Mandy's like, I got to fly the next morning. I cannot do it Thursday. So that's so why when you're tasting 8 whiskeys.
So as I was saying, I had ordered because we're in different locations. Ginger and I are splitting because this is really a tasting. No one needs 8 full shots of whiskey. Maybe somebody does. I do not.
Maybe
you might actually benefit from this.
Oh my gosh. I may actually sleep.
The
all tonight.
Intention was to have Ginger bring the bottles over to my place, and I would have these little bathroom Dixie cups that I could number so that I could keep them straight, and then we could do. I would have my little shots of whiskey here, and she'd have the little bottles over there at her place, and we'd be good to go. Well, I thought we were doing this on a different night, so I pre-ordered my Dixie cups, but they're not arriving until Friday. So I had to. I was going through my kitchen to see what I could use, and what I found is I had a bunch of old K-cups that didn't have that I don't of a coffee brand that I don't drink anymore. So I tore apart all the K-cups, and I saved all the coffee for later. I'm not wasting, people. I'm not wasting. But I tore apart the K-cups so that the little cups are intact, and I've numbered them all 1 to 8. So I am drinking out of recycled K-cups.
Well, I'm doing even better. Because I didn't even have Dixie cups or anything. And I'm like, I'm not using full-size whiskey glasses for this. Number one, because I don't have 8 of them.
Me either.
I dug out the little, you know, like the little glass and stainless steel things you use to measure out ingredients when you're baking and things. Or like little cups.
Mandy posted her thing. Was it on Twitter? I saw it on Twitter. Mandy posted her picture. And I was like, okay, first of all, you gave up the goods. But whatever. Second of all. And she's fancy. I have a picture. I'm sitting in front of a glorified closet with my computer in it so that I can close it up, right, Sam? When I'm not using it, so the cats don't get into it, number one. I am sitting in front of a slide-out desk thing for the keyboard. And next to the keyboard are lined up 5 of the whiskeys on top of the little desk in front of my monitor, like 3 of the whiskeys. And they're still in the bottles. I have to go get a bottle. I have to go get glasses. Anyway, with the microphone on a boom arm, stuck in my face, connected to Apple earbuds in my bathrobe. Come on. I mean, you're like, I'm not cute. Mandy's like fancy. I'm like, seriously? I guess she does a better presentation than I do.
Well, I knew I had to keep the bottles with the individual containers or I'd lose track which ones they were.
Oh, well, Summer and I had Summer and I was, that's what I put on Facebook tonight. It's like when I said what we did, how we coordinated it, because we're doing it separately. Summer actually had the idea of like, let's number everything. I'm like, oh, duh. Because I was thinking we have to put the, I wasn't thinking even number. I mean, number of the day, but I was thinking, okay, we have to write the title, blah, blah, blah. And Summer's just like, let's write the numbers. And I'm like, oh, okay, that makes too much sense. And then we put them in order and everything. And that was actually Summer's idea, which is kind of funny, even though, and she is a Virgo, although it doesn't always come out in that way. Mandy called me Paris because I've recently made a revelation that, I got a little Paris from Gilmore Girls in me. And so that description of what we did was a little OCD. And Mandy's like, yeah, the good way to go, Paris, or whatever. And it's funny because it was actually all Summer's idea.
It was. I'll own that.
So let's get started. What are we doing? So Summer found it. We're going to do it. We got it. We're numbered. We're ready. We're going to do 8.
This is where we find out if ours are in the same order.
Oh, Lord. Did you? Oh, you mean? Oh, that's right. The actual box.
Yeah, I'm assuming all the boxes are constructed.
Oy. Okay, so what are we going to do? Let's lay it out. The order will be, Summer, I want you to go first or second. I don't want you to go last. Do you want to go first or second?
I will go first.
Okay, so you're the most entertaining one. So you have to go first or you have to be sandwiched by me and Mandy. Okay, so Summer's first. Mandy, I don't care if you want to go second or third. That doesn't matter to me. Do you want to do the reading, Mandy, or do you want me to do the reading? Or do you want to take turns?
We can take turns.
Okay, Summer, you go first. I'll read the first one. Number one, we have Mandy. Tell me if it matches. It says, blended whiskey, the last distilleries blend, batch 8.
No, it's not the same.
Okay, we need to take time to wait.
My number one.
This is a mess. I can't believe they do that to us.
Mine is Glenfarclas.
Okay, well, since we have them numbered, unfortunately, Mandy's going to have to do the grunt work. What we can do, Mandy, is for the next ones, Mandy, we can send you the order. Okay, so number one, I can't even tell you what's what. At the top, it's like in little typed out letters, it says The Blended Whiskey Company, I guess. And then The Lost Distilleries Blend Batch 8. You know what would suck is if we didn't even have the same 24. Oh my gosh. Well, then that's going to be a real exciting.
Right. That's what I'm trying to.
At least Summer and I get the same, but still.
Yeah, because it didn't occur to me to check for that.
Me either.
And I've already got 8 poured out, so.
Oh, no.
Oh, crap-a-doo. Oh, see.
Well, you know, I mean, we could just, you could come in on yours and I could come in on mine.
Why don't we just do that?
Okay. Yeah, I think we're going to have to because it's going to take me forever to get the other.
Well, I don't want her to also waste the whiskey. Okay. Yes. So Summer and I are doing it this way. So I'll say it again. So our whiskey number one, Whiskey Pod, I should say, Summer and Ginger's number one, the Blended Whiskey Company. And the name of the whiskey is the Lost Distilleries Blend Batch 8. It is 53.1% volume, and it doesn't say an age on it unless I'm no, I don't see an age on it because some of them do.
I don't think blended usually have ages.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're right because they're not. Okay, got it. See, this is why we need Mandy. She's good for sex and for whiskey knowledge.
Wow.
Well, thank you.
That didn't come out the right way, but anyway. Okay, Summer, you're first. Go for it.
All right, number one. It just smells like whiskey. I don't have any.
Okay, you need to drink it.
I'm going to drink it.
We've got 8 of these, and they're different.
And the drink doesn't take it.
Okay, tell us about a few things about it.
Well, I mean, I don't like it.
That surprised me. You only got 7 more.
All right, so it's kind of got a sweet finish, but it's kind of a, it's a lot. It tastes kind of like burning.
Like Burning Man?
No, just like burning.
Okay. Now it's my take on our number one. It's definitely, it's not like honey sweet, like some of the stuff we've tasted. It's not that sweet, but it's definitely on the sweeter side of the gamut. It's definitely not oaky, oaky. Hello, wine. It's definitely not ashy, peaty, smoky, mossy. So it's
no,
actually
I would
not
agree with that.
Okay, Mandy, tell us what you have.
Well, my number one is Glenfarclas, 2009, bottled in 2016, cask 1805, exclusively for Drinks by the Dram. It's a single malt Scotch whiskey at 59.9% volume. So I'm going to smell it. Just smells whiskey-ish. Maybe some vanilla.
That's so surprising.
I'm definitely not a peaty one, but it is a little bit strong. Apparently, since we're in Droughtlander, my whiskey tolerance is not what it has been. Maybe a little bit of smoke just in the finish, but not peaty. But it's pretty good. And normally I do this with and without water, but I can't do 16 shots.
Mm. No, we
and
have,
make it yeah, upstairs. Exactly.
Yeah. Our number two is Glenfiddich 15-year-old Solera single malt Scotch whiskey, 40% volume.
Okay, let's see.
You're on some.
I have a terrible nose for whiskey because this smells like whiskey. From the smell, it's definitely not going to be ashy. It shouldn't be ashy or peaty. Time will tell. Let's see. It has more color than the last one, but actually, I think the other one had more flavor. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but this one kind of tastes a little watered down for me.
Okay, so it's my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay, it's Glenfiddich 13-year-old Solera. You know, this does not seem as, it might not be fair to compare them, but this one tasted a little more, slightly more peaty, maybe only in comparison to the first one.
I think it was just a little less sweet than the first one, but I wasn't getting any smoke or peat off of that. But it tasted kind of watered down compared to the one before.
My number two is Kilchoman. Kilchoman. It's a 5-year-old 2010 cask 566/10 single octave cask release. It's a single malt, 58% volume. And I have to tell you, it smells like a fireplace. So this one's going to be very interesting to taste. So I'm expecting major smoke. Yep. No, it's smoky, but probably it didn't taste as smoky as it smelled, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But the smoke in the peat is definitely the predominant taste in it. But it did not have as strong a finish as I really was expecting. I'm just getting used to it after the first whiskey, because I haven't had any whiskey in a while.
Neither have I. I think it's been quite, I don't know when, but it's been quite a while. Okay, that was number two, right? Okay, yeah. Number three. Our number three is Kilchoman.
It's the same name that she just said.
The Machar Bay.
Ours is a different cask and a different brand and a different year, but the rest of it's the same.
Kilchoman, probably. I can't read the first word. Farm distillery. Machir Bay. Machir Bay. Single malt. Okay, so the first one was a blend. The last two have been malts. I mean, yeah, singles. Okay, so this one, 46% by volume. Okay, Summer, go.
All right. So I'm going to do what I did before and smell it. And
oh, my God. I can't. Summer.
It's
it's pretty terrible.
It's real. It's real ashy.
I'm gonna hold it up to my cat's face and see what she does.
This is one of those I'm doing the sign of the cross before I take the shot.
All right.
Not a shot. I don't even have a whole shot. I just have a tasting. Let me taste it.
Just don't give it away. Is it as bad as it smells?
Oh yeah.
Oh Summer.
Oh, okay. And it went up into my nose.
Can I skip this one?
Nope.
No.
No, you cannot.
Mandy, was yours as bad as this?
Well, mine, it smelled worse than it tasted.
Okay, well, hopefully that's the case. Maybe my sniffer is still not back because I'm still getting over a cold. But, okay.
Summer's, I feel like I've been licking
Summer
an
didn't
ashtray.
Have to scare me. Summer didn't have to scare me. I opened the bottle and it scared me. Okay, one second. Number three. Oh, God, I can't even approach the bottle.
Plug your nose.
To pour it in the thing. please let this be the only one tonight.
You're right over there.
It's like I swallowed a peat fire and not in a good way.
Oh no, God. I can't think of a good way to swallow a peat fire.
I mean, peat fires are awesome if you're sitting in a pub in Scotland in the middle of winter drinking something that's not peaty, but being around it, the smell is awesome, but not in whiskey. Okay, Mandy, go. Three.
Okay, my number three is Old Perth. It's a peaty blended malt.
Poor you.
It's a blend.
You picked blended them well.
Malt Scotch whiskey, 43% volume. Well, I have to tell you, after that last one, I don't smell peat. So either my nose has been destroyed. It actually smells a little bit citrusy, as much as anything else. It seems to be to smell sweet. So we'll see what it tastes like. It doesn't taste very peaty at all. I mean, maybe a little bit in the finish.
What does it taste like?
It's a sweeter whiskey. I don't taste the citrus notes that I smelled. But after the last one, it's a pleasure to drink.
Oh, seriously.
Hey, they can't all be winners.
They can't all be that either.
Out of 24. They can't all be winners, my friend.
If number 24 is, it makes me cry, I will never get this whiskey thing again.
Because it's clearly the most expensive one up there.
Is it? Oh, the 50-year-old one?
Oh, yeah, the 50-year-old.
Sorry, I'm cheating. We can't get ahead.
Okay.
We don't know what she has. She better have a nice one on Christmas Eve.
I'm sure.
You know, I've only opened the 8 that we're drinking tonight. So I don't know what the others are.
We haven't smelled anything. We just opened. Well, we had to do it to put them in order. That's why. Okay,
number four
of Summer and Me is, it's kind of cute. It has a picture of a wolf on it. It says it's called Wolfburn, and it is single malt Scotch whiskey, 46% by volume. Okay, Summer, go for it.
All right. So my fear with the word burn in the name is that it was going to be another smoky one, but it is not.
Burn, it does not mean that.
Anyway, it is not smoky peaty ashy. So from the nose is actually comparatively, this doesn't smell like anything. I'm afraid they put a bottle of water in with the rest of our whiskey. Day four was supposed to be a day of rest. So, but let me, I'll put it in my mouth now. Hang on.
Mandy. Yep.
It's not water.
I hope not. That would be really terrible. That much money for water?
You know what's funny? They all taste pretty awful.
What's funny is you.
They all taste, maybe. They all taste pretty awful while they're in my mouth. I don't get any real like flavor characteristics until they're gone. And then my mouth is kind of like, well, I'm getting a hint of, I don't even know. Well, this is a sweeter one. There's no ash or peat in this. I can't ever see myself garnering some sort of an addiction to this. I mean, this is punishment. I will never be a whiskey-aholic.
Well, that's probably safe. I mean, good.
Okay, now, wine, on the other hand.
Let me try number four. it smells pretty lightish. I know we're not doing the whole smell thing, but it smells lightish. It doesn't smell like an attack on my head. That's a weird one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It goes down, or it starts on my tongue like it's definitely not ashy, peaty, smoky, mossy. Not sweet, but definitely more to the sweet side than the not sweet side. But then once it goes down, it like goes away from sweet. I don't think it goes toward peat, but it goes away from sweet. So I don't know what to call it, but it's an interesting one. It's definitely unique.
Okay, well, my number four is the Dalmore 15-year-old single malt Scotch whiskey, 40% volume, and I can't really distinguish a lot in this smell. It smells Swedish. But
that's really funny, and I'll tell you why when you're done.
But I can't really, and there's a hint of something that's familiar, but I can't put a name to it. So let's taste it. It's a very smooth whiskey, very mild. It tastes like something I wouldn't even add water to. So either it's very smooth, or like I said, my tastes and everything are getting burned off by whiskey number four. No strong finish at all. It's just very smooth. That's the Dalmore.
So our number five, and this is why what you were saying about it being Swedish is so funny, is that our number five is Mac Mira. It's a Swedish, as in the country, Sweden, single malt whiskey. Svensk Ek. Swedish single malt whiskey. I can't read the bottom. 46 point something. Percentage. Can you read that, Ginger?
Number five, it says Mac Mira, Swedish single malt whiskey. Svensk Ek.
Y'all did get the Scotch whiskey one, right?
We did get the whiskey one. Was there an option for a non-one?
Yeah, they had several different kinds. They had just a regular whiskey, and then they had like whiskeys around the world, and they had the Scotch whiskey.
Well, this is definitely, everything else we have is...
I was just curious.
Well, the funny thing is, let me see. Scotch. Well, we'll see. Maybe not. But everything else says it. Mac Mira.
So. Yeah, mine on it actually says the Scotch Whiskey Advent Calendar.
Ours says the Whiskey Advent Calendar. Okay, so we'll have an adventure. Okay,
so that could be why they don't match, by the way.
That probably has to be why they don't match. Okay, so on number five?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Have you done it yet?
No. Okay, did you hear me gag?
Oh, no. I guess not. Go ahead. I mean, I did, but several times.
Again, this one doesn't have a really strong nose. But we'll taste it. This one doesn't really taste like anything. Like, there's a fruity at the end of it, but it doesn't really taste like whiskey. And I don't know if that's because it's Swedish, but I mean, I still don't want to drink a glass of it, but of the ones we've tried so far, I would drink this one again.
Aha. I don't know. It was very alcoholic.
But it didn't taste whiskey-y.
It had a touch of whiskey-y, but it came... What was left after the fact was like alcohol-y. Just alcohol-y.
I got some fruit out of that at the end of that.
Maybe. I just got alcohol-y.
My turn?
Yep.
Yeah. Go for it, girl.
My number five is the Glenfiddich 18-year-old single malt scotch whiskey. 40% volume. I have to say this is one of the only ones I've come across so far that I've actually had before. To me, it has almost some floral notes in the nose. Definitely smells sweet. So let's do it. It's just a darn good whiskey. Very smooth, just a little bit of burn that fades really quick. No real peatiness at all. Time makes a difference with whiskey.
All right. So whiskey number six.
Whiskey number six is Rock Oyster Blended Malt Scotch Whiskey. That's all it says.
It's also, it has the 46.8 by volume. Is that what it says?
Percent, yeah.
Okay. All right. This one is sadly ashy peaty. Smoky. Oh,
not again.
Sorry, dude. All right. Here we go. I don't like it. I don't like it. That's, that just made my mouth really sad. I didn't care for that. It was ashy peaty.
Not as much as the Lacavulin.
I mean, it's not like Peat Monster.
Okay. Peat Monster. Okay, let me try Rock Oyster. I mean, that's a weird... Okay, yeah, the aftertaste. Wow. Ugh. The aftertaste is definitely... it's an ashtray in my mouth. The aftertaste, got it. When I tasted it and when I first swallowed it, I'm like, nah, it's not sweet, but I don't taste ashy peaty. It's like, and then... Holy heck, it just went off like a bomb in my mouth and not in a good way.
That's what she said.
Summer. Okay, number six, Mandy.
My number six is the Balvenie, handcrafted at the Balvenie Distillery in Banffshire. Double Wood 17-year-old single malt scotch whiskey, 43% volume. And to me, this one has a very sharp nose almost. Nothing specific I can really identify. That's good. Very smooth. Just a hint of a burn in the aftertaste. In the finish, but very, very smooth. Almost maybe some caramel notes in it.
No, you're just showing off because we have all that peaty crap.
Well, if it makes you any happier, my next one has Isla in the title. Okay. So I'm pretty sure I'm back to
number seven.
Number seven is the Dalmour 12-year-old single malt scotch whiskey.
I just spilled it on my lap.
All of it?
No.
Sadly. I'm like, you better have enough.
Sadly, I still have to drink it.
Don't say that. I'm not driving back over. If you lose it, you lost it.
No, we'll have I just will not be able to wear these pants to drive anytime soon.
That's true.
All right. Here we go. Okay, so this one smells sweet and actually kind of smells a little bit like honey.
Oh, that might be nice.
So I might be sad that I'm wearing most of it. Nope, not sad.
It's not wonderful?
Nope, but it's definitely got a fruity aftertaste. It's not ashy or peaty. I don't hate it, but there's the honey. Yeah, the honey's like
after.
Like once you clear the rest of it out of the back of your throat. It does have a honey finish.
Okay, the Dalmore, number seven. Apparently not lucky number seven. Ugh. Okay. I don't know if it's honey, but it definitely opens up toward the end. I mean, It's interesting. Okay, Mandy, you're number seven.
Okay, my number seven is Douglas Lang's Single Minded Isla 6-year-old single malt Scotch whiskey, 48.4% volume, and I can tell you it definitely smells smoky, peaty. So we'll see how this goes down. Yep, very, very peaty. But not in the same way that like Lagavulin or Lafroig is peaty. It's a different taste to it. I don't know how to describe it.
Is it your favorite so far?
Not my favorite.
No. She's like, nah.
Well, that description mostly makes me sad because our next shot is Lagavulin.
I like Lagavulin.
We just had a Lagavulin. What?
No, we didn't.
We have already had a Lagavulin summer, I promise.
Did we? No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't. You're drunk.
Then what was it?
We had a Glenfiddich. We had a Kilcoman. We had a Wolfburn. We had a Macmira. Brock
maybe
Oyster.
Maybe it's because I saw it when I was getting it out. Okay, that must have been it. Oh, okay. Number eight. Thank God it's the last one for now. Okay.
Lagavulin.
Okay, summer. Okay, Lagavulin, 16-year-old.
Oh, vomit, 43%
by volume. Vomitized or traumatized?
I said vomit, guys. This is
okay. Go sorry. Okay.
Definitely ashy peaty.
Oh fudge.
It's
nasty.
It's not pleasant to smell, so I'm gonna try not to. That was just unpleasant. Yeah, ashtray. There is a little bit of sweet, like right at the end, but it's like if you were eating a cigarette butt, knowing that there was a piece of candy all the way at the end, but you had to eat all the cigarette butt first. I don't know that I would stick to eating all of that cigarette butt for a piece of candy. Meaning I don't know if the sweetness at the end is worth the rest of the ride. Yeah.
You have to swallow it. You have to swallow it.
Swallow it.
Hey, your cough's gone.
I'm only coughing because of this, but my cough is actually better. Oh my lord, it's not worth it. I'd rather cough than have that. Oh. We already had one really, whatever one that wasn't Lagavulin that we had earlier that was really like full on ashy, peaty, smoky, mozzie, whatever, that was worse.
That was the Kilcoman. Huh? That was probably the Kilcoman.
Yeah, that must have been. It was like number two. Yeah. It's like, if it wasn't a.
No, that was two or three. What the hell? Mine was two. I think yours was three.
I'm sorry. Number three. Mm-hmm.
You're right. Hold on.
Well, that still doesn't smell as bad as Lagavulin. So maybe I'm off my head. Hold on.
I like Lagavulin.
Wolfburn, was that the nasty one?
No, it was the Kilcoman.
Oh. Okay, maybe Lagavulin is worse. Okay. Anyway, whoo, got it. Okay, number eight for Mandy.
My number eight is Talisker.
Oh, that's a good one. I know that name. I've heard it before.
That makes me nostalgic because I drove by the Talisker distillery on my first trip to Skye when I was going out to the fairy pools. So. And it smells very caramelly.
Oh, you're just sweet. Making us jealous.
It doesn't really smell very peaty. I mean, it's not Isla, so I guess it wouldn't be terribly. It's fairly astringent, though. It's got a bit of a burn, but it fades quickly. And then it ends with the caramel notes as well.
You and your caramel. We got no caramel. I did get one honey.
Well, that was almost not even worth it.
I didn't really taste the honey. So anyway, but that's good. I've not had Talisker before. I drove by the distillery, but I don't think I've ever actually drunk it.
So now that you've tried it, next time you drive by the distillery, are you going to pull over?
Well, see, the problem with that, people always ask me that. Oh, do you go to a lot of distilleries when you're in Scotland? I'm like, no, because I'm always driving. So I can't have anything. No,
that's true.
Stopped.
You are always driving. That's too funny. She is almost always driving.
So that's why I like it in Gilbon on Friday nights, because then I'm in one place for several hours and we usually don't drive. So.
Okay. So.
Pick a favorite.
Good Lord. Oh. Summer, what was your... Well, I don't even know. The Lagavulin and the rest have, like, scarred me. So, Summer, you choose it. I'll agree with you.
I'm going to go with... For me, oh, dang it, hang on. I think for me, I'm going to have to go with, I don't think it was the Wolfburn. What was five?
The Swedish.
Wait, hang on, let me smell six.
Is that your favorite? That can't have been your favorite. The Glenfiddich was mine.
I'm smelling for the one that smelled, that tasted like honey.
Probably the Glenfiddich.
No, it was not.
Wait, was that a nasty one? Glenfiddich isn't usually nasty.
No, it was seven. No, it was seven.
That's the one you like? The Dalmore is the one you like?
Yeah. That's the one that smells
okay.
Like honey.
To each his or her own. My favorite would have been the Glenfiddich.
My favorite was the Balvenie. Balvenie was very, very nice.
Again, you're showing off. You need to stop.
I ordered the Scotch whiskey.
Stop rubbing it in that you got all the good ones. Because you bought the right one. So this is how we're punished, Summer. Well, no, we still would have gotten Ashley Petey Smoky Mossy ones if we had just gotten.
I want it noted, though. I sent you a text and said, make sure you get the Scotch whiskey
one. I know. And I looked at it. And I went on my phone and I looked. And the one I looked at said Scottish whiskey from Product of Scotland. I'm like, okay. So they lied. Okay. So we've done one of these. We're going to be doing two more in the coming weeks. How should we end these things?
Sanjava.
Oh, that's okay. But we could do that. Okay.
We ought to say Merry Christmas in Gaelic.
Three times?
Nolachril.
All three times?
Sanjava.
Agus Nolachril. Okay. Why not? So that was part one of our Adventsky pod.
I have a suggestion. Because I'm not going to remember how to say any of that except for Slanjava. So why don't we break it into three? I'll say Slanjava, and then one of you says August. I could say August.
You say August.
And then the other one says the Merry Christmas.
I was about to say, take the short one, girl, because you're not taking the ones that... If we're going to have to do the work, let us do the work.
Okay.
So that was our first Adventsky pod. We'll be doing a few more as we round out the 24 of our whiskey... Not 100%... Scotch whiskey Advent calendars, or at least not mutually the same. We'll talk about that again next time and see what adventures we have. Thank you, as always, so much for listening. We look forward to our next Adventsky pod. Slanjava.
Agus.
Noch trio.
Thank you to our generous audio host, audioboom.com. Our Audioboom channel is audioboom.com/channel/OutlanderPod. Visit our website at www.outlanderpod.com. Follow us on Twitter at OutlanderPod. Find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/OutlanderPod or email us at outlanderpod@gmail.com.